You may think of it as an idle pastime on your trip to and from work, but reading and driving is a serious offense that can damage your car, your book, or even lead to a run-on sentence in jail. Independent studies show 1 in 5 drivers reading Timothy Findlay will be in an accident. 1 in 2 readers of Kurt Vonnegut will cause a collision.
Whoa, what's wrong with your dog?
What do you mean?
He looks so dull and lifeless. When was the last time you polished him?
I guess it's been a while. But I just don't like my old electric dog polisher. It's so clunky, and I always trip over the cord.
Why don't you pick up the new Rough Rider from Kennelkin? It's cordless and lightweight. Plus, if you buy now, you'll get a bag of doggy biscuits free, so Fido can chew contentedly while he's being buffed.
Hot dog, I'll do it.
Kennelkin, we're taking a shine to your dog.
Chewing has always been thought of as a strictly mammalian ability. But during the reign of the dinosaurs 100 million years ago, in the southern supercontinent of Gondwana, an ancient crocodile species has been discovered with molar teeth that fit together, much like those of small carnivorous animals. With lanky limbs, a lack of stiff armor on its back, and a nose ill-equipped for the water, it likely acted much more like a terrestrial cat than a fierce water predator. All of the things we're finding really paint a picture of an animal that was active, agile, living up on land, moving around, says autonomist Patrick O'Connor of Ohio University, lead author of the discovery August 4 in Nature. When we look at the teeth compared to animals alive today, some of the closest comparisons are mammalian carnivores specialized for processing meat.